So next on our agenda is item C. Zlatko, seeing you sitting there all by yourself, but you're a brave soul. This is the judicial branch budget, the impact of continuing and proposed reductions on the judicial branch. This is not an action item. It's an informational item with Q&A as needed. Go ahead, Zlatko.
Thank you, Chief. Members of the council, I just wanted to briefly sort of walk you through where we were before the bomb went off on Monday, give you a sense of what this might mean to allocations to the trial courts, both for 12-13 and 13-14. So as you're aware, we have the $653 million of cuts as of this 11-12 fiscal year. We had found through either allocations of reductions to both the state judicial entities and the trial courts, as well as fees and other internal offsets, we've covered about $358 million of that $653. That led us to the $300 million restoration request that we put forward to the governor and we were pursuing still through the legislature. The May revision assumes the following with respect to our $300 million plan. It assumes the expenditure of $100 million of fund balances. That's why the director of finance was referring to $400 million. Because it's their $300 million and what the branch had initially identified as $100 million of fund balance use. They also include $50 million in fee authority that was in the January budget. So we're $150 million away to our $300 million solution. They know that they weren't going to provide us the $100 million in general fund that they asked. So they were assuming that we would find that $100 million through internal redirections. And they assume that we will find that. And they've discussed issues, as the director said, CCMS. They're aware of MOD fund, the construction fund. So they assume that we find that $100 million. And that's assumed in the budget. So from the perspective of prior to the May revision additional cut, we in essence did cover our last $300 million, albeit $100 million in fund balance, which is a reduction in the allocations to the trial courts. With the May revision additional cuts, we've discussed they take $540 million of general fund against the trial courts, $4 million associated with the retirement adjustment against the Supreme Court, Courts of Appeal, Council, Habeas Corpus Resource Center. That 540, they backfill, so they see no impact operationally from the $240 million of construction funds. They also then, by stating that they're directing us to use $300 million in fund balances, again, do not see an operational impact in 12-13. So from the way I see it, there's effectively a $400 million reduction in trial court allocations in 12-13. What is unknown, and I don't think was fully expressed today by the director, was exactly the source of this 3% holdback. I think in their mind, since it's retained within the branch and not taken out of the branch, it's just funds that will be used. So what we're not sure at this point is, when they talk about the allocation methodology, let's just say this $80 million that was calculated, as of January, half of it is allocated, and there's no further request for allocation. Do we distribute it to the rest of the courts? There wasn't a discussion of what happens in terms of how it's actually distributed, what happens if it's not fully allocated through their process. So those are things that we would absolutely need to understand as far as how they do that. But so it's $400 million plus however they generate the 3% holdback is the allocation reduction that I see coming into 12-13. Clearly, we know that their data is old. We're going to really have to fight with them in terms of giving them clean data. And I've talked to a number of CEOs, and we're going to think about how we can give them updated data, but yet our books won't close until August. So there's clearly some timing issues with their perspective. These allocations and the fund balances are going to be predicated on books that haven't closed yet. So we really have to think about the mechanics of that. As far as the budget year plus one, 13-14, The director talked about this $125 million ongoing reduction, split $121 to the trial courts and $4 million to the rest of the branch. She then referred to this $50 million of permanent redirections of construction funds, which gets you down to a net $71 million ongoing cut as a result of the May revision proposal. What I would add to that is that of our $300 million plan, essentially, there's only $100 million that's conceivably ongoing that we could use to offset cuts. It would be the $50 million in fees and some portion of the 150 redirections, which I would peg at $20 million conceivably of ongoing mod fund reductions, and then something in the range of $30 million of ongoing CCMS savings. So we're looking at about $100 million of permanent. That means we have a gap of $200. So you look at the 71 that they add and the fact that we are going to struggle to find any more solutions, we're going to have another $200 million. So 13, 14, we will have an additional $271 million of reductions to deal with. So for the trial courts, that comes up to the 214 that's already been taken in 11-12 through 11-12 and 271, $485 million of reductions will be looked at in 13-14 fiscal year. Clearly, it's going to be a major challenge, and we have to find a way to mitigate this to whatever extent we can. But that was my point, is to get you thinking about the – and we also then, 13-14, the unanswered question of the 3%, what's the source of that? So that could also then further reduce allocations to create the pot. We're not sure how that would actually work, what the source is. So that's – a terrible scenario. I think with that, I'll just open it for questions. I think you did a good job of asking the director a lot, but if she couldn't answer it, I don't know if I'll know the answer, but okay. I'll do my best.
Kim Turner.
So, Zlatko, thanks very much. You've just run through a lot of numbers, and I'm sure folks in the audience are scribbling madly, and I assume you're going to put out some kind of a summary.
Absolutely.
Of what you just said.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad you said what you said about this 3% holdback, because I, too, was curious about, is that coming off the top of the general fund allocation to the trial courts? So it's really – it's an $80 million additional reduction to the courts overall until those courts come forward and say, I have an emergency here or an emergent need there. So the $80 million plus this $71 million is $151 million in 13-14 that we're currently not experiencing in the upcoming fiscal year. Is that the way you read that?
Yes. I mean, but in theory, they would, if they start it in 12-13.
Oh, yeah, so
we'll
the $80 million would be in 12-13. Yeah.
So 71 would be new.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Judge Moss.
Zlatko, next year, anticipating almost every county is going to be in trouble financially, should we anticipate that if there's a deadline to apply for their share of the 3%, that virtually every county is going to do that?
I would expect there would be. It's, again, given that the Department of Finance is working on this language, I think it would be important for them to understand, a process timeline. I mean, I'm concerned that in basically 45 days, this all will start, and that's just not conceivable. It really, if there's no way to get out from underneath the numerical cut, if there's any way to see some transitional period that we could give the branch a way to accommodate the adjustment, but I really think that it behooves us to really fight for something over multi-year if we can't get out from under it.
Kim Turner.
I just wanted to also say, as Judge Wesley did when Anna Montesanos was here, when CDCR took a big cut, they also realignment came in, and they were relieved of a number of responsibilities that they had had for historically for many years. And I know we have ongoing efforts to identify efficiencies and statutory changes and so forth, but I'm hoping that as a council and as a branch, we're going to really try to elevate and escalate our opportunities to get some of those initiatives, old vestigial statutes, and things that keep us doing business as we did in the 1900s, you know, in place today, to get those things moving on a fast track so that we have a mini realignment of our own, or a realignment for lack of a better word, but certainly get some legislative and statutory relief from some of the things that we do that really don't make sense any longer, especially in this new environment. So I'm hoping that 12-13 is the year that we really push hard on the legislature and get the governor to walk hand in hand with us through that, as I think he understands that there are some initiatives that are hard to move politically, but this is the year that we would have to move them.
Any other questions? I know we're all a little bit shell-shocked from the presentation earlier, and so I appreciate the looking forward, but I think we're all still stuck in 12-13 for a while anyway. Thank you, Zlatko.